लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Vertical. Today, I'm going back to Canada, to the, I think, frosty Vancouver, actually. No?
Rainy. I'd call it rainy Vancouver.
Okay. A bit colder than Los Angeles. We are getting less in temperatures. Not so cold as in Germany at the moment, but we are getting less in temperatures, but not less in the quality of the actors. So I'm going back to Vancouver and I say hello to Marcus Kelly Curtis. Welcome to my podcast. Hello.
So happy to be here. I'm very grateful to be.
It's an audio file that the audience didn't saw you clapping.
You did. That's all that matters.
Oh, it was
you
only for me.
You saw me clapping for
it
you.
It was for me.
I was clapping for you, not for them.
Oh God, I blush. I'm blushing. Okay. Whoop. Okay, we have to say to the audience that we are already talking 1.5 hour before we start recording. So we got in touch a bit.
Yeah, all your cool stories about everything you've been going through. I was enthralled. So thank you.
Marcus already lived in my vertical for an hour. Which role would you pick in my life vertical? Huh?
I would want to be like probably the doctor. On the helicopter. Like, where is she? She's awake?
Not possible.
You're not supposed to be awake.
It's magic. It's a wonder.
That's what I want. I'll be the doctor that fixes it.
To be honest, you want to be the doctor that you can touch me, huh? I got you. Okay. Enough said. You're smart. You're really smart, Marcus.
I would go with clever. I wouldn't say smart. I'm far more clever than I am smart.
Okay. But it's all that it's needed in life, being clever.
That's it. A good smile and some cleverness. That's it.
Question about the vertical stuff. Not about my life vertical, about your vertical stuff. How many verticals have you done so far? You're kind of new in this industry, right?
I'm pretty new, yeah. So I started doing them in April last year. My agent informed me about these, and I got to work with some good people. And then I wrapped 11 last year.
Oh, that's much.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to double that this year. I'm hoping to get 20 something under my belt this year.
What did you before you did verticals?
So I've been pursuing acting for... Seriously pursuing acting for probably 2-3 years, but in total, I've been in the industry for probably four or five.
And what was your dream job as a kid? Always acting or being an artist or kind of policeman, firefighter? I don't know.
So I grew up with a brother who's 4 years older than me, and he's always known what he's wanted to do his whole life. He wanted to be a firefighter. He wanted a wife, two kids, two dogs. And he achieved that probably the last 3-4 years.
He's a firefighter or what?
The firefighter. He's engaged. His second kid's coming in February. He just bought a new home. So it was cool to see that. Myself, I've never known. I have never known what I've wanted to do. I wanted to be a hockey player. So I played hockey until I was 21, and I wanted to make the NHL or at the very least go to school. As I was telling you before, like I've dislocated my shoulders 30 times, but I fractured my skull playing hockey, and that ended my career pretty abruptly. So,
okay, so the hockey dream was gone. What was your next dream?
It was actually neuroscience. I applied to a university to go pursue a PhD in neuroscience, and
Really?
my mom sat me down and she said, "Listen, I know you can do this, but I want you to go to film school for a year because I think that that's where you're going to find your passion." And so
That's
I think
curious because normally when you were telling parents, yeah, I want to do acting, they're saying do something more serious, try other things than acting because it's not sure if acting brings you the money. And she was totally different.
So
That's
yeah, I've
great.
always been the loudmouth kind of entertainer in my friends and family, and but I never considered acting as like a proper career that I could pursue. And it was my third, I think it was my third or fourth day at film school. I called my mom and I was like, "Hey, thank you so much. I would have hated going to university."
Yeah, so is your mom your biggest fan?
She's my biggest supporter for sure. I don't know if she's my biggest fan. I don't think she watches anything I'm in
No?
unless I send her stuff. I don't want my mom. Listen, my mom would get hooked on these apps so hard. And I really want an inheritance when the day she leaves. So I don't want her to spend that money at all.
First of that, and second of that, you don't want to see her, you as a villain, one as a bad
Oh
guy, because
no,
she would be
I
so
am the villain.
disappointed, and would she say, "I didn't raise him for that"? No.
No, I am a villain, if for sure. That's how my family sees me. So I don't think it's out of the. I don't think if they see me in those roles, they're like, "Oh yeah, this is out of the ordinary."
That's
They'll be like,
truly
"Oh,
him.
yeah."
Absolutely.
They'll be like, "He's not even acting."
He's a natural. So they would be surprised if you would act as an
Like a
hero
good guy.
lovey-dovey supporting
That's where it would
husband.
be weird for them. Yeah, they'd be like, "Who's this guy?"
I don't know him. Is he the twin? A long-lost twin? Or what's
Yeah.
happening?
So like yeah, I
Wait.
grew up when I was playing hockey, I lived with the other family. So I spent a lot of time away from my mom and brother. And so we've had this really unique kind of relationship where we're not always in the same area. So they're my biggest supporters in everything I do, and I am with them, but we're so focused on our own stuff. That it's like it's like, "Oh, that's so great. Yeah, you're doing well. I gotta get going. I gotta take a work too." Like, so yeah, we're always cheering each other on, but we're not always quite sure what we're doing.
No, because I spoke, for example, to Kaylin Peluso. She's an actress from LA.
Oh my God, I love her. I love this is my little sister.
And she told me that her grandma is her biggest fan with all the apps on the phone. And she is so freaking out because Kaylin got pregnant, I think, in 15
14, 15,
shows.
15. Yeah.
And always with quadruplets and stuff like that. So I asked her last year when we did the recording, how many children you technically have? And she said 22. And I said, listen, you are 21 and have 22 children. Holy moly. And she said, yeah, you know, my mom and my grandma always wants that I'm having kids. So I can say, listen, I have 22. I'm done having kids. So. But her grandma watches the verticals on the smartphone, and she's such a big fan from Nick Ritacco. And I told Kaylin, listen, if you want to make your grandma happy, get an autograph from Nick and give it to her. She would be so happy. She said, yeah, but sometimes she said, yeah, you should play with this guy, the lead. He's really nice. You should try one with this. And she said, yeah, sometimes it's kind of weird when your grandma is your biggest fan and she knows what you are doing. And I said, yeah, maybe. But it's always great to have a fan, I think.
Always, yeah. I mean, what are these projects without the fans, right? If we don't have the eyeballs watching us,
We
then
bring the money. The audience
yeah,
brings the money. So
100%.
you would have
I'd be
kind of
out of
problems
work.
without the audience, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
So, did you know what verticals were when you hit the industry?
Like I was aware of them just through social media ads and things like that, but I had no idea the scale or the timeline of it. Like I didn't realize these have been going on since 2020, maybe even a little bit before then. And
I started watching 2023.
Yeah. And so from my understanding, like we're now kind of moving in toward more structure with them, a little bit more,
There
I
are a
don't
lot more than it has been 3 years ago. There are so
know.
many platforms now, so many shows are dropping every week.
It's yeah, I don't know how people keep up with them.
I cannot watch every
It's
show.
crazy. There's a million
What
of them.
do you know how many platforms there are around about at the moment?
I tell people there's like 10, but I'm sure there's way more than that.
I have already 52 on my phone.
It's crazy. That is, yeah. You know,
And
but that's all
imagine
at the same
that,
time.
for example, every platform would drop only one show per week. How many that would be in a week?
Yeah, that's
And
true.
the big platforms like Dramabox, Reshort, whatever, dropped five, six, seven shows per week.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the one thing I do, like, because my sports background with these vertical, when we shoot these, like, it's so go, 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 go. I love it. There's no downtime. Like, if you're not ready and prepared, you're going to get rolled over. So I love it. Really reminds me of playing hockey. Like, you got to get ready for the game, you show up, and then you play. And then you just wash your hands and it's over. You move on to the next one.
But what would be a really challenging role for you? I mean, you said you are a villain in real life, so that doesn't challenge you really to play that one. What
I
would
have
be a
that ability.
really
Yeah, anger. I've always been an angry kid. Obviously, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more under control with my emotions. But so anger and being mean are super easy for me. The stuff that I did a vertical. There was a lead on one last year where I was, the lovey-dovey CEO, and
You were a lovey-dovey CEO.
I think it's coming out soon. And I'm looking forward to it because it's kind of like a rom-com. But
A
that stuff,
lovey, you are
yeah, that
in a
stuff gets me
suit, in
really
a suit
missed the whole time
with.
I'm in suits. And I had a kid. I have a kid in that one, and he was brilliant. I love that little guy.
And
He was he was
you were married and the whole the classic one stuff.
yeah, I had what is it? So we don't know who the mother was, but the mother turns out to be the girl. Well, I won't ruin it. I won't ruin it.
Yeah.
I'll keep it
And
tight, but
married and
dumb.
kid and big mansion and rich and.
I pretend to be the driver. I pretend to not be the
Ah,
CEO.
okay, the classic storyline. Ah.
There's a few emotional scenes in there where I had to like genuinely, portray some heartfelt moments, and that stuff is what I really want to get better at it. I'm trying to watch people when they're being heartfelt because I'm not the most affectionate person in real life. I don't like being touched, and I don't really, I'm kind of blunt with my words. So when I compliment people, sometimes it sounds like I'm being rude, but
I know
that,
that.
yeah, being open and caring is not the right word, but that's a challenging role.
So you are not good in expressing your feelings.
No, I'm a heartbroken child, so I'm not very good at telling people I love them.
I never told a person in my life that I love him.
Isn't it
Till
nobody?
now, nope.
What do you, not even your parents? Damn. So you
But
can
my
relate.
parents never told me so.
Like my brother gave me a hug on Christmas, and that was like I think the first hug that guy's given me in like probably 25 years.
And you were
It
kind
was
of.
weird. It was weird. My brother, and he's like me. We don't hug. So he was like, "Bring it in." And I was like, "What are you talking
What
about?"
happened to you?
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, you have a
Are
kid
you my
now all of
brother?
a sudden?"
Really?
Yeah. One
No, the
kid, you
thing.
thought you bring in one kid, all of a sudden you're affectionate.
Okay. You are emotional roller coaster after one kid. What happened? No.
What happened to you? You've
To be
changed.
honest, I love being hugged because for me, a hug gives me more expression about how the person is feeling about me than true. You know, the thing is, why I never said I love you to anyone else is for me, these three words are so often used. And so,
Played out.
yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I understand that. Yeah, I would rather write someone a poem, like a nonsensical poem, to show them that I love them.
For me, there are a lot of different ways to show someone that he means a lot to me. For example, I'm more the type, I love the classic written post-it paper on the fridge in the morning, or kind of, you know what I mean?
No, I know exactly that is love. That's love.
Yeah, but I did that also with my roommates while I was studying. Because,
I'm
no.
laughing. No, I'm laughing because me and my roommate went for a week where we were leaving. We didn't see each other, so we were just leaving each other notes.
Yeah, but I love that. You know that for
It's the
me,
best.
it means a lot when I exactly know that someone took the time to write something to me. I hate it. I fucking beep hate it when on Christmas or something like that, a lot of people are sending you in WhatsApp messages, and you know exactly that this message was copy-paste 100 times and to send to the whole contact list. I'm the classic person. I'm writing Christmas cards and send them over in the classic way. Because for me, when I'm receiving a card or stuff like that, or a childhood friend of mine, we know each other since we were three. We went together to kindergarten, stuff like that. We are really good friends. And she makes me every year an advent calendar with 24 packages, hand selected little things, little surprises that fits me so well.
That is
Nothing
that.
shit bought advent calendar. She takes her time to pick over the year every time she sees little things which reminds her exactly of me. She take them and then she put them in the advent calendar and she make packages and she put so much time and love in that. And I that, you know, for me, I don't need any super fancy expensive presents. For me, it's more important that people show me with time that I'm mean something.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, like, I'm the kind of person who will send you a gift in the middle of the year because I saw something
Exactly.
and I thought of you rather than wait until a birthday or Christmas or something. As much as I love to celebrate those holidays, it's to me, it's like, why are we waiting to express? Like, I'll call people randomly at like 11 at night and just be like, hey, was thinking about you. You got time for a quick chat.
Yeah, I love that. I love it also when someone sent me totally out of nowhere a message, "Hey, Michaela, how are you doing?" And then they care about the answer they get and not, "Oh shit, I should ask her how she's doing, but I didn't, you
It's no
know."
obligation, right? They're doing it because they want to. They don't feel obligated. Yeah. Big difference. I think a lot of people do things because they're obligated.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I hate it when people say, "Yeah, I would have I thought about it for 3 months now." And I said, "Why didn't you do it?" "Yeah,
Should have
so
stopped thinking about it and just did
you know,
it.
that's the thing I told you earlier. You never know when your life could be over, and I won't regret that I didn't tell people what they mean to me. You know what I
You won't.
mean? I won't
I don't.
regret
No. You
something
probably
like
won't
that.
remember it when we go anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
don't think regret follows us into the afterlife.
No, that not, but for me, you know, for me it's important that the people know if I care or not.
Yeah.
Because
Well, how do you show people you care?
sending them Christmas cookies over out of nowhere, for
Do the
example.
viewers know? Do your viewers know about your insane Christmas cookie factory every November? So I'm just new to this then. Okay.
You
Because,
didn't
yeah.
hit the spot because I already posted two posts on my Instagram profile about that.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna be drooling over these photos you
You know,
sent me.
your fault is that you are not following this podcast Instagram profile. Otherwise, you would have seen in November every beep day in my status exactly the cookies I baked at that day.
I like, hey, I'm new. You got to give me a little, let me catch up to all the fun stuff that's been going on in this industry for the last year or couple years that I'm not aware of.
The Instagram profile started in only in September. There you were already in this industry.
Yeah, but I didn't
That
know. I
doesn't
just found
count.
out because
Sorry
review
for
accounts,
that.
all you review accounts are so new to me, and I love all of you guys. You guys are so much fun. So, apologies, Michaela, that I wasn't snooping around that early on. But I'll be religiously peeking at your Instagram now. Every day, I'll make it part of my journaling process with this month I'm doing.
I
I'll
love, by
journal.
the way, your
I'll check all
journaling.
the Instagram.
I love that journaling.
It's been fun. This make January terrible has been. It's difficult,
You
but
know
it's fun.
what's also great for journaling?
What's that?
I bought on Amazon a little printer, a really little printer,
Oh, word, yeah, like
where you can send from the smartphone your pics and it prints out
Okay.
on and you like a sticker and you can put it everywhere in the journaling directly.
Yeah, well, I just started printing photos all off my phone, which has been great. Like I moved around so much when I grew up that I don't get comfortable in homes because I'm always worried that I'm gonna move. But now that I'm an adult and I live on my own, I haven't
You are an
I just
adult, really? But you told me a few minutes earlier.
that I'm a broken a heartbroken child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside, I'm a heartbroken child.
Ah, okay.
Outside,
Okay.
they all see me as an adult and I have to remind them that I'm an
Okay.
idiot.
Okay.
But I'm finally decorating my place and it's I don't know, it's weird. I have this like little sense of pride now where I live. It's
Yeah.
interesting because I'm so used to just moving.
Yeah, I think the small printer for me is totally fine because, I love to make pictures just for my memories. As I told you, every time the memory loss could come back, not in this whole picture, but from a few things from time to time. So that's the reason why I'm taking a lot of pictures per day. I'm not that type of girl who only,
Yeah, with the selfies doing
yeah,
your little.
no. But in for me important situations or in situations where I have the feeling that gives me a lot of memories, I'm taking a picture. And the creepy thing is, you have this picture on your phone, but you never rewatch them on your phone.
Yep.
And when I started doing my online blog, or later my other, I have two Instagram profiles, the podcast one and another one. And the other one is older than the podcast profile. And there I love to post from time to time situations in my life, not because I feel so cool, like showing my life off, you know what I mean? No, it's more from year to year, it showed that there were a lot of people in kind of mental situations like I were, and my profile sometimes seemed some motivating stuff, I don't know. And for me, it's great to have all these pictures, but I never rewatched these pictures on my phone. That was the reason why I bought this little print. It was not expensive.
Yeah, I'll look into that. I've seen them before. They
I
look
sent
pretty
you a
cool.
link,
Yeah.
and you can put it totally. It's black white, it's not super fancy quality. It's really like journaling. You can print it out, you can make it's directly a sticker, and you can put it there,
That's
and it's so cool.
yeah.
I take this printer when I was meeting up with some of my guys I studied with lately to a barbecue party, and we did a lot of pictures and we printed them out immediately and we did a big paper, and this paper is now in my next room, and it's so crazy. Every time I look at this paper, I have a smile on my face because I remember how great this day was. So for me, that's more effective than having the pictures only on my phone.
I can't agree with you more. Yeah, that's exactly why I started printing them. It's like I got 20,000 or something
Yeah.
images on my phone, and it's like I've never scrolled back. So
Imagine
I've
how nice it
completely
would
think
be
about
if you're shooting a vertical project, you're shooting a lot of pictures, and you made stickers out of it and putting a big wall, and then the last day you let everyone who's was on set writing some nice words for you down on this poster with all the pics. So you have
stealing that idea from you.
a really nice memory board for every project you did.
Yeah, oh, I try to do a little a big Instagram collage. That was it, but I definitely want to make it more physical of a memory for sure. So I'm
Yeah.
gonna steal that. I'll steal that idea. That's cool.
It depends how much you pay for this idea.
Come and stop me. You're gonna fly over and get stop me in
You don't get
Vancouver?
any cookies from me, okay?
If you're gonna come stop me, at least bring some cookies.
No. No. Sorry.
We'll have to
That
find a
discussion
compromise.
is closed.
We will find a compromise, I'm sure.
I'm sure. No, because, in my opinion, for this vertical project, that would be so nice because, to be honest, these projects are so fast-paced. I think you are never able to get all the emotions in 7 days.
No, it's tough. It's like, because here's the thing. The difference between a vertical set and like a traditional film set is just the time. That's
Yeah.
really, it's nothing changes outside of that. Like, so for instance, what we do in 7, 8 days would typically take a studio 3 months.
Yeah,
And
minimum.
so we get maybe an hour to really work through a scene versus a
Yeah.
day. And so it is tough. And that's where it comes back. That's where I love it. It's like if you're not prepared and you are not ready and dedicated to your craft, you will get exposed on these sets because they're so technically demanding, because the frame is so tight, our marks are so important for focusing. There's just so many little technical things that people don't associate with acting. They just think we go on there, smile, look pretty, and say some words, which pretty much is the job. But the technical side of it, I've seen some a 10-minute scene take us 3 hours because some people, certain people couldn't get to their marks, or they were moving around in frame too much, and it's little things like that I think really make the difference on these sets.
What were your thoughts after your first vertical shoot? Were you a
The
bit
first one,
like,
yeah,
what was the first one
the first
storyline?
one was I was a really small role, but it was 7 steamy days with my mafia boyfriend or something. It
Oh, a
was with,
mafia one or what?
yeah, it was Liv Kirby and
Oh,
oh
Liv
God.
is also very
Liv's the
nice.
best. I love her to death. She's just an absolute gem of a human being. So I got to work with her, and
Who was the male lead in it? Do you
that was
know that?
Miles Clossessi. I can never pronounce his
Oh,
last name.
I love him. I'm so happy that he's back on screen lately
Yeah,
because he took a
he's
break
a
for his
great guy.
music. Yeah. I just
Great
talked
guy.
about him in the monthly recap that I'm happy to see him back on a vertical screen.
Yeah,
He has.
I want to go see Crucible, the movie he was in that released. It looked really,
Yeah,
really.
I saw the BTS, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I got to those. That was my first verticals. So I got to watch like some really talented people at work, and I made some really good friends that I continue to work with on that set, which is great. So after that, I was blown away. I was like, oh, this is, I don't, because everyone kind of gave me when I booked it, a lot of my actor friends in Vancouver were kind of looking at me sideways, like, oh, you're doing
Really?
a role. And I didn't know anything about it. Here's the thing. When it comes to acting and entertaining, I have zero expectations. Like I want to be an entertainer. I want to
Wanna have
entertain
fun?
people. I
Yeah.
did mascot work for the local football team here in 2024. Like, I do not care what the role is as long as I know I'm entertaining people.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to these verticals, I don't like I had no preconceived notion. So when people were telling me their opinions on them, I was a little apprehensive. But then after my first experience, I was like, this is brilliant. And then just every project after that, I got to work with more and more talented people, and I've built this network, and the scripts are getting better, and the foot like the actual shots we're doing, and I love it. I'm a big fan. I was not expecting it to be this fun, this and this so collaborative. You know, on most film sets I've been on, they don't let me improv like I want to. I don't get to change things around like I can on these, which has been very freeing for me as an artist.
Did you shoot every vertical so far in Vancouver, or have you
Everything
been?
in Vancouver. I have been begging them to send me overseas, but nobody wants to pick me up just yet.
Nobody wants to take the risk.
Well, yeah, they're like, ah, we've seen your work. You're a bit crazy, my friend.
That could be too expensive for us, flying you over, that you could be coming in there.
I
Okay,
mean,
so I assume Kirby and I had a really great idea because
yeah.
Kirby was demanding that she wasn't able to film in Istanbul last summer, and every one of her friends did.
Same.
And we got a $1 million idea in doing a criminal vertical, serious one, six parts. Everyone in a different country in Europe, because Europe is popping really up in shooting locations. So we decided to shoot a criminal vertical series, one in Istanbul, one in Lithuania, one in Italy, one in Germany, one in Scotland, in the, you know,
I
mystery.
love Scotland. That's my favorite place in the world. Come on now.
Yeah. And one in France. And like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple style, you know, two detectives, and in every different country they have to solve different criminal cases.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Tell Kirby that I need to be her partner in crime on this. I'll call on her
No,
after
you
this.
could be a villain in one
Even better.
because the two leads, the male and female lead, are already booked.
Yeah, let's. I'll be the crazy eyes can come out. Yeah, we'll do
Yeah,
it.
the psychopath. You could be the
Yeah, I kill
psychopath.
a psychopath. I'm the
The
best at it.
murderer. We need some murderers, you know? It's a criminal one. Hello.
Yeah, hit me up. I'm available. I'll fly myself over.
Yeah, and we decided I will win the European lottery. It's always round about
We've decided
70.
that. Okay, we've decided.
Yeah,
Can you
yeah.
decide that I'm going to win the Canadian lottery?
Yeah, you know, because it's round about this weekend 70 million euros. And Kirby demanded, okay, if you win that, we have to stay in every country we are filming, 10 days for filming, 10 days for vacation. So you would have to take a half a year off for that project.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Half a
Yeah, I
year
know.
and vacation? Oh
Yeah.
no, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, so you're out. Sorry for that. No,
Sorry,
but
I
if
can't
I would
convince him.
win 70 million euros, I would fly you all over in the private jet. The vertical
Oh,
jet, you
no.
know?
Just first class. Don't save the money. Save the money. Just first class.
70 millions, hello.
I don't know what a private jet costs. I've never even come close to that
You
world.
can rent a private jet. I checked that already. You can rent a
You're doing your
private
due diligence, eh? I love it.
you can rent a private jet. For a special flight, you can rent it. And then I
Oh,
would rent one and I would fly all the actors over.
you just fly us over, and then I think you get a train. I think we get a train.
No, my dad is a bus driver.
Even better. Oh my
We
God,
got the
yes.
vertical party bus. Yeehaw!
Come on. Yeah, I'm in. I'll kill some people for you.
Yeah, we need the bus because I have to pick my dogs because the dogs would be the detective sniffing dogs. Yeah,
Yes.
we spoke about that.
Oh, this is awesome.
The
I love
black partner of them, you know?
it. Like they're the
The
shackle.
idea is totally finished. It's all about the money, actually.
I love it. I'm in.
Yeah, so that
I'm in.
you just informing you about that.
Come on, Kirby's making millions, isn't she? She can fund it. Kirby's the rock star in the vertical world. Come on.
Oh, yeah, she told me that she already did 27 leads. Hello.
Oh yeah, she's a stud. She's one of the best people I've worked with. I can't say anything bad about her. If I want, I tried to say better, better.
I
I
saw
can't.
you were picking on her on the set. I saw
Yeah.
that.
Well, I make fake beef with all the superstars, so in case they go, to another stratosphere, I can be like, oh yeah, I got beef with them.
As I told you, to me, you have been nice for the next month.
Always to you. Yeah. I'll. You're. You will always
I'm
get
not
the.
a princess, but you have to treat me like one, okay?
Yeah, princess treatment for you for
Okay.
sure.
Okay, that's
Always.
good. I
You
can
can deal
tell
with
you,
Marcus, not
I can
Marcus.
tell you my birthday is in April, so you have to think already about a great birthday surprise because it's coming up really quick. Okay? I just want to inform you.
Just okay. I'll keep April in my head. Oh, there he is. There's the big
Yeah,
man.
he's still
Oh yeah.
alive. Yeah.
Oh, you got me. I love
So,
that.
yeah, no, vertical stuff. Vancouver. I was told that Vancouver is getting more and more big in this vertical shooting stuff. So, what do you love on set most?
Oh,
Or what is a must-have for you on set that you
on
feel
set must have
comfortable?
is just people willing to put up with me. I'm so loud. I'm so like in my real life, I'm a very quiet, reserved person. And then you get to know me and I won't shut up. But on set, is like my one happy place. Like I'm so grateful to be able to do what I do. So when I get to set, I've plugged in all the hard work before we get to shoot, so I can just let go and kind of have fun. So as long as people don't get annoyed with me, that's really the only thing.
Was there a situation that people get annoyed with you?
Maybe not annoyed. Like I've had a few
Oh.
bad days on set that I've, and when I'm in a bad mood, I try to just avoid everybody because I don't know what I'm gonna do or say. So I've had a
Huh.
few days, but as I've aged and matured, I'm great at kind of telling people these things are happening.
Yeah.
But I've worked with some great people that are very patient and they allow that space for me to bounce back.
Are you? Isn't Vancouver also the Celsius style always on set? Every shooting location you see on the US set, they are always Celsius, 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 Celsius here. So if you would drink Celsius,
I
I
do
think
drink a
you
lot of
would.
caffeine, but I'm not
Okay.
I don't really like the energy drinks, to be honest with
No?
you. But yeah, everyone
Okay. No,
loves
because
Celsius.
you're so full of energy. I assume that you are.
Most people think, yeah, most people think I'm on something at all times. And I'm not. It's really weird. Like when I do take stimulants, like if I have caffeine, I can go have a nap immediately after. Like it kind of chills me out.
Yeah. Huh, that's weird.
It is weird. I'm a weird guy at the end of the day.
Yeah, but to be honest, I'm not normal too. And I would say if you are not normal in life, you live your life more than some classic one. You know? Let's say it in that way.
That's a nice way of putting it.
And this vertical stuff, did you ever watch The Vertical? You was
So
it?
my roommate is he hears all this stuff every time I come home from set. He hears all these stories, and so when the projects release, I'll be like, oh, this one came out, and I'll show him a clip, and he'll be like, oh, is this the one that da da da? So we've started watching them now, and
Okay.
I can see they're so addicting. They are so addicting. It's like I need to find out what happens, and then another thing is happening, and you got to find out what that's
And then
happening.
there's a shitty cliffhanger, and you say, "What? That's the paywall? I have to pay to see the rest? Oh, come on!" And then you try to resist for 1 or 2 months, and then you are getting weak and say, "Oh shit, I want to know how this go on." True, true.
Just it.
Yeah,
Like one of the
welcome to the
funniest things,
audience world.
one of the funniest things happened to me when I was on my way to set. And I saw three separate people watching verticals on the bus. And that was when I was like, okay, I gotta learn about this industry because I have no idea what this is. And I downloaded Candy Jar or one of these apps. And I threw my phone away after 20 minutes because I was like, I'm gonna get hooked on these because these are so addicting.
It is.
Oh
It
my
is.
God. Yeah,
And
it's.
I can tell you, once you got trapped, you cannot get out of it.
Yeah, you're stuck, hey? You're stuck in there.
Yeah, totally. And the thing is, as I said, there are so many platforms lately, and if you wanna watch a show there, you have to purchase coins or a membership because I'm not patient enough to watch ads so that I can get through this whole show. Because when I'm starting watching a vertical, I want to watch it straight till the end and not, oh, damn, I have to come back tomorrow, watch five ads, then I can watch the next five episodes, and then a vertical took 1 week or stuff like that. That's not for me, okay? So
You
when I
gotta win.
started
Well, you're winning the
watching,
lottery. You're gonna buy all the memberships with the
I'll
lottery money.
create my own platform when I will
Even
win
better.
the.
Even
Hello.
better. Yeah.
No, the thing is, Reelshot marketing team does always a really great job because every fan I did an episode for this podcast, I'm asking always, how did you get into this vertical stuff? And 99% told me, yeah, I saw an ad for a Reelshot vertical and I tried to resist, but nah, they got me. So the marketing team of Reelshot should get a bonus because they hooked so many
It's
people.
crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, because I when my friends and family find out, like not everyone knows I'm an actor. So when they find out that that's what I've been doing, they're like, oh, what have you been in? And I tell them about these verticals, and then they're like, oh, they're the TikTok ads that I'm always seeing. I'm like, exactly.
And if you watched once one of these ads, every day are popping
That's
more
it,
and
yeah.
more.
They just get shoved onto your feed. Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
I was so dumb, to be honest. I got hooked also by a Reelshot ad. And then my first membership was a weekly membership on Reelshot. And I did in this week, I watched all shows which were released on this platform till then, exceptional the Chinese one. So the original English ones. And my thoughts were, okay, now I've watched all the shows. It's done. You know what I mean? And then
There's
I
never going to be
saw
enough.
new release coming soon. And I was so, what? Really? There are more and more? Really? And then more show. And then I got shown new ads and I said, what? There are another platforms? And then 2 days after that, I thought, holy shit. I cannot
Over my
escape
head now.
from this. And it was my bank account was done. And to be honest, since then, I never used my TV again.
That's interesting.
Because mostly, you know, it's more comfortable. You can watch everywhere. I can lying in my bed and watch this vertical stuff. I can walking with my dog. I'm not doing it while I'm walking with my dog, but I can sit in my garden and watch this vertical. It's so easy.
Accessible, yeah. And they're like, let's be honest, they're super easily digestible too. Like you can watch them and not really have to think a whole lot about what's happening, right? Which is always a
And then
fun
you
thing.
can pause and then you can watch.
Keep going. Yeah, it's I really enjoy the structure of them. And I think the little 1 minute the episode style, I think that's gonna be a mainstay. Like I
Yeah,
think that.
but to be honest, sometimes it's really shitty when there is a cliffhanger at the end. I don't like that.
At the end of the movie. Yeah,
And
well,
when
because
a lot of the
I've seen a
audience is
lot of people.
screaming about the part two, but we
Yeah.
won't get a part two. That's
No,
really
I don't you
ridiculous.
don't see a lot of sequels and follow-ups, hey?
Only Candy Jar did that at the moment. Candy Jar had a lot of shows with more than one part. But Candy Jar is the only app who
I
does
think
this.
there's a lot of potential to do sequels and prequels to some of these.
That would be much better, in my opinion, because
It'd
the
be cool to see
audience.
what happened, how did the CEO get here, or how did the girl become
And
this
you
way? You know,
know,
it's yeah.
the audience get hooked up with the leads and want to know how the story continues.
It'd be nice to like unpack the characters a little bit more too. I mean, that would be fun. build a little bit more
For me, it
flexibility.
would be also really nice if, for example, there would be not only a love story between the leads, maybe friends of them, or more side action.
So I did one, I think it released a few weeks ago, the My Husband's Best Friend Claimed Me, and that's we're a foursome of romance in there. And that was a fun one where you get to see some
Do you
double
know which
dynamics, double
platform that
relationships.
dropped?
Sorry?
Do you know which platform that show dropped?
Oh, I do. Flick something. Hold on.
Flick Reels
Yeah, I believe.
or Flairflow, or it's really shit when you don't know on which platform the show drops.
They don't tell us anything about them
Yeah,
releasing.
I got told them that mostly of the actors get known that the show dropped after reading the first review about it.
That's it. Well, I remember one of them dropped because I stumbled upon it. It just came up on my Instagram feed. I can't find the message, but it'll be Flick Reel or something.
Yeah, maybe there is an app
I
called
think there's
Flick Reels.
a Flick Reel, yeah. Planning to do on Flick Reel. And Dream Short, I
Dreamy
think.
Shorts.
Yeah, I got a few on there too. But
Dreamy Shorts
I'm
is
just
so expensive. A weekly membership on Dreamy Shorts is 23 euros.
crazy. It's crazy.
Some apps charge on a weekly membership more than the next Netflix monthly abo.
Well, because I tried to buy one outright so I could send it to my mom. Excuse me. And
Bless you.
I looked at the cost. It was like if I bought the coins, it was like double a membership.
Yeah.
And then if I bought the membership, I was like, well, I'm not, I just want to watch the one.
Yeah.
What? I was like, how do you guys do this? How do you pick and choose
Yeah,
where to put your
a
viewership?
lot. Yeah, to be honest, as I said, I speak to the review lady, to the big review ladies every month, and we are kind of not new anymore to this whole vertical stuff. And exactly, for example, which director always the shows are good, or no, that's true,
No, it's true. It is true. It is true.
or if, for example, which apps Drama Pops produces mostly of the shows in Istanbul, and every show produced in Istanbul is so great in quality, storyline, post-production, so you can be sure that every show produced in Istanbul dropping on Drama Pops will never disappoint you. So I'm making kind of this priority, as I told you, not because actor X is in it. I'm
You're more
more.
focused on like the director, the story, things like that.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm very glad and happy that there are now trailers to watch mostly. When I started watching verticals, you couldn't get any description of the vertical or trailer or stuff like that in front.
Oh,
So that
really?
was kind of annoying. Yeah, because you never know what the story is about.
Yeah,
That
you're just,
changed,
yeah,
and that's now
that's.
better
Yeah.
that you have this possibility, because on mostly of the show, you can watch, I think, the first 6, 7 episodes for free. And to be honest, in every vertical, most of the scenery happens in the first 5, 6 episodes. So if the first 5, 6 episodes didn't hook you up, it's not worth to go over the paywall.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Why,
Yes.
if you're not hooked, yeah, why would you keep going? Well, I'm sure there's people that are like, oh no, it'll get better.
Yeah, or they're hoping that it gets better. It's true. Yeah, there's some verticals, when you start watching it. And now, as I said, I started at the summer 2023 watching it. And now a lot of storylines are getting repeated for me. So on some verticals, I know exactly after 5 episodes how this story will end.
Yeah.
It is. And if then I don't have a problem to watch verticals with the same storylines. if
But you
the
need something
cast,
different to kind of make it. You
if the
need a little bit.
cast is good, is exactly. You
Yeah.
see if the director was able to put his own note into that or not. And as we spoke, the post-production you see exactly in the first free episode if the sound is good, if you know, or not. And I don't waste time. If a vertical, even if I have a membership on this platform already, if a vertical is not what I expected, I turn it off. I don't watch it straight to the end in the hope that it's getting better because it's wasting my time. If I, why should I watch a vertical with, let's say, 50 episodes when I know exactly after five, six episodes, nah, I don't know, that doesn't entertain me, or that's so full of violence already, or you read, okay, holy shit, there is a banquet scene, you know exactly, I'm
You know,
not
the set
willing
and
to.
everything, yeah.
There are, it's good that there are now some keywords in the prescriptions of the verticals where you can try to select kind of.
Narrow down the choice, yeah.
Yeah, because if there are any words like revenge or heiress or I don't know, stuff like that, I
Yeah, all
sort them
the
out.
cliche words. Yeah.
Banquet, I sort them
CEO.
out. Yeah, you know, and you cannot sort CE out, oh, CEO
No.
out, because then you couldn't watch any vertical anymore, nearly, you know? Yeah, that's a bit different.
Yeah, that would be, you'd be getting rid of all of them.
But what are your thoughts about these storylines? What you said you did 11. Was there a kind of werewolf one also in it?
I've never done a werewolf one. I have never done a vampire one. I
No
tried. There was a
mystery.
pirate one. There was a pirate one they filmed here last
I
summer
know,
that
with
I
Nick
wanted to get on.
Westaway.
I wanted to try to get on that. I like the fantasy style. Like they did a, there was a really cool medieval one that just released really recently that they shot in the UK that I had some friends working on it. And that to me is so cool. Like that's you know, there's a little bit more technicality along with those. You know, you get some better costumes, you get some better sets, some things like that.
Yeah, but vampire ones get less lately. They weren't
Yeah, I
produced
like that's
anymore.
not, I was never a big werewolf vampire guy growing up, so those don't really speak to me. However, you know, I would always be happy to accept a role.
Yeah, to be honest, first I declined all the werewolf vampire stuff because I watched a few episodes and thought, what the heck? That's really weird. With all this shifting and alpha beta and meh,
The scent
okay.
stuff, yeah. It's a, I'm sure there's a specific person that really enjoys those. I just can't get over the fact of Twilight. Twilight will always be the thing I think of when I think of vampires and werewolves.
Maybe. So when you are doing a vertical, are you good at memorizing texts? Or
It's
do
like,
you
so
have a
it's like the,
trick?
it's the one thing my brain can remember is scripts. Like I have a tough time remembering if I've eaten in the day. I've had too many concussions. So,
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
yeah. So with the text, like I improv a lot. I love to improv and flip words and things. I don't ever change the context of the words. That being said, I did one vertical and the first day, first scene, first shot, I improvised every word, and the director cut me off in the middle of my sentence. And she walked up to me and she says, hey, "No, can't do that." Yeah, so I was having an internal panic attack because I didn't know the words at that moment, and so I had to take five, go read the script, and go from there. Luckily, I do get a lot. Like I've worked with a lot of people who do allow me to improv. The thing, to make words real, I have to be able to speak them myself. I can't just recite. unless the script is so enticing to me that I do want to speak word for word what they've written. It sounds a little arrogant, but I have, I'm confident in my abilities to do that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think that's more nice if you can make it on your own, because for as an audience, it's if you are not new to this vertical watching, you see exactly how good an actor play the role, how intense the actor lived in that type of role. And so you see that if it's, as I said, only memorized text and blah 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 and said like it's needed done, you know what I mean?
I 100% yeah.
Or if it's more your flesh and blood living that type
Yeah,
of
that's
role.
just it, right? And like, we don't get a lot of time pre-production to sort of build the characters and whatnot. So I find like it's always day two is when we've kind of settled in to, because we don't, again, there's no rehearsals. Half the time I don't even know who I'm playing with opposite of. And so I'll get on set and then it's, if I haven't worked with people before, we gotta quickly build a rapport and some chemistry before we jump on camera. And yeah, I find usually day two, we'll typically come to set and we'll be like, I get it now. Now I understand who this person is.
Do you have? I spoke to a lot of actors and they told me they are playing also villain. They told me they have kind of music playlists to get into the character mood. Do we have that too?
For anger stuff, no. But for when I have to cry or if they show like, an emotion outside of fear or I'm trying to impose fear, I have some tricks. I have a playlist called Sad Marky, and then I scroll. It's gonna sound really bad. I scroll through my photos of my mom, and I convince myself that my mom has just passed away, and I have to go shoot this scene.
Do your mom know that?
No. Well, because so like there's a story about The Wizard of Oz, and Judy Garland was so young. I think she was like 16 when they shot that, or 14. But the scene where she's like, "There's no place like home," and she's crying. Before they rolled that scene, they told her that they killed her dog. And then they forced her to go on camera. And it is one of the most beautifully acted scenes. And you
That would
can
be so
hear
sad for me.
so sad. So I was like, in my crazy head, I was like, well, that sounds perfect. I'll just pretend like they killed my mom and I gotta go shoot the scene.
That's a hard telling you to
It's
kill the
brutal,
dog, but
but
then.
I don't know, like to me acting isn't supposed to feel good. Like it's not a therapy thing. We are a vessel for storytelling, and we're using someone else's words, we're using someone else's costumes, we're using somebody else's set, somebody else's story. And so for me, like my whole mindset is always we're here to tell the story. It's not about me. And so whatever I can do to be able to portray what needs to be done, I'll go through hell and back if I have to.
That's good. Do you? Is there a set Marcus and a private Marcus you have to switch? You know,
100%.
when you leave the
100%.
set, could you immediately let off the role you played 5 minutes earlier on set? Or is it for you sometimes hard to switch? In a 7 day shooting, after a long day on set, you get home, you make you something to eat. Could you switch totally fast into this private Marcus and kind of relax and calm down? Or are you staying 7 days kind of in this character mentally?
I've noticed with the last few that I've done where I've had to get, really, really mean to people. And like a, and I'm like the bad boyfriend or husband in a few of these. And it's not necessarily that I can't turn it off, but I notice that it kind of lingers around in my head. And so because I get this freedom on set a lot of these times to just be an absolute piece of garbage human being. Right, I have to just be the worst of the worst. I have noticed in the like last at the end of last year on a few that I did, like I would be bringing that energy into my life, So I wouldn't necessarily be these characters, but I would be a little bit more, you know, short fused. I'd have a little bit quicker of a temper with people. So yeah, it's they definitely linger. The feelings linger until I've wrapped, and then it's as easy as just like taking off a jacket. But I think I like having that sort of extra personality living within me. But as far as like turning it off, yeah, I mean, Christ, nobody recognizes me when I come to set because I always wear oversized clothes and I'm covered up and I'm really quiet, and then they put the tightest stuff they can find on me for camera. And so I'm two different people, right?
Yeah, I think that's nice. What I have one last question before I'm asking you a five question quickie. I'm asking every person in the podcast. I want to know from you, what has acting taught you for life or for
Oh
your
God,
personal private personality?
that's a big question. So I think the craft of acting, what I learned in film school and my experience on set in the last few years, it teaches you how to understand human nature in a way. Because we don't get to judge, like we're not supposed to judge characters. We're not supposed to, you know, put our feelings towards what they're doing. But at the same time, like we have to lend our own ideas and our own perspectives into these characters. So like a lot of the times, I'll just sit on a bench in Vancouver and I'll just watch people for hours, and I'll notice little intricacies, like, you know, a slight limp on someone. Well, that's a story. That's a really brilliant story. I'm sure there's something about that, right? Or, you know, somebody's got a twitch in their eye, and it's like, well, what is that like to live with? There's things like this. So it's also like you have that. The biggest thing that acting has taught me, though, is to breathe. Like, it taught me how bad I was at breathing and how bad I was at speaking, because I used to speak without my breath. I would just force it out of my throat, and then, you know, we're taught how to engage our whole body, our whole vocal cords, and we literally, the only thing I tell people that makes a good actor is, are they listening and are they breathing? That's two things that has taught me the most, is like how to listen properly and how to breathe and be comfortable standing in a weird position. We did a lot of that in film. We just stood next to each other and for an hour, and we would just have to stand there,
Yeah.
which
On the
is a weird.
shitty banquet scenes.
It really, yeah, especially if you're like, I did a lot of background work early in my career too. And so like 8 hours, you're just standing in the corner and there's no camera on you. They
And
don't care.
imagine that if you would be a woman who stand there in heels.
Oh God, I would riot. You ladies have to deal with so much just awful things that men have put on you.
Yeah.
Like, I
And
don't think
get
did
less
women even
paid
bear
for
that?
that, like men.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I feel like a man invented high heels. I don't think I feel like why would a woman put herself through that, you know?
Yeah, you know, maybe the men invent them for revenge, to hurt the woman.
Imagine that guy. That guy's so spiteful. He's like, no, I'm gonna ruin your ankles.
Who knows? Who knows, Marcus?
We'll never
We
know.
both don't know. So I'm asking always a five question quickie.
Hell
So
yeah.
first question, what's your favorite dish?
A bowl.
What bowl?
A bowl. I
There are
would say
so many
plate,
bowls.
but bowls are better.
Yeah, but
Did you
what
mean
type of a
food? You
bowl?
meant food.
No, I want to know what's in the bowl.
Oh, what's in
Rice.
the bowl? I thought you meant like the actual dish. Yeah, no. Probably like my favorite dish, spaghetti. I do love a good spaghetti.
Spaghetti
I'm white trash
bolognese,
at the end
always a spaghetti bolognese.
of the day. Oh, so good. I mean, lately I've been eating ground beef and eggs. That's it. So that's usually what's in my bowl
I
right
can
now.
tell you spaghetti because of spaghetti bolognese. If you ever, you know, we can add that to your coming over plan. I have my own tomatoes in my garden. I have 1,000 square feet garden here, and I'm growing and harvesting my own tomatoes, and I'm cooking every year a lot of tomato sauce in a jar with the Italian, with the Italian ingredients and herbs from my garden, and so that you only have to switch off one glass, put it together with a bit of meat. You buy meat, you put meat in the pan, you roast the meat, and then you put this jar of tomato sauce with fresh taste of Michaela's garden tomatoes, and then you have the best bolognese you could ever get.
You are an anomaly.
Why?
I need to come make a documentary about you. You are so cool. You have so many cool little intricacies about you. I love it.
I love my
I
own.
just make cookies for all of November. Oh, by the way, I'm making a sweet bolognese sauce right now. Oh, by the way, I
I'm
had brain
also, I'm
surgery,
also,
heart surgery,
listen,
stapled all
I'm
over my
also
legs.
doing. Do you like barbecue?
Love barbecue.
I always create my own
Get out of, what are you
chutneys.
about to say? What are you about to tell me? Oh yeah, by the way, I got a full smoke pit in my backyard.
Yeah, that's also, but I'm creating every year my own chutneys for
Oh,
barbecue.
freaking love chutney. Oh, get out of here. What flavors are you doing?
This year, I created a wild boar burger for a TV show I cooked in. I was invited to some TV shows to cook for 2-star chefs,
What?
and
A
there was
boar burger? I don't think I've ever had boar.
wild boar. That's so
Yeah,
great.
I've
I
heard
will
it's
send
really
you a
good.
picture later because that's a
Yeah.
recipe from my cookbook. And for this wild boar burger, I created as a burger sauce a cranberry chutney
Oh.
with rosemary in it and stuff like that.
Oh my
And
God. You
then
realize if I come over and visit you, I don't think I'm leaving, right?
it's fine. I'm happy for a roommate. Really.
Hell yeah.
And no, and I did a
So,
black currant chili
black
chutney.
currant. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I created a blackberry onion chutney this year. And
I'm going to get some barbecue when we're done here. I have to go get some barbecue now.
I created also a cherry chutney with different spices for my garden. And a Mirabelle sweet sour chutney. Should I send you
I might just
over
fly
a.
you over to come cook for me then. I might, yeah, I'll just
Yeah, and
bring
what
you
about my
over.
dogs?
Bring them. I got space.
Should I send you over a Michaela's care kitchen care package?
I might, yeah, we might have to set this up. You
I would
I'm gonna
do.
also
I would
where do I
love
buy your
to.
cookbook? Where can I buy your cookbook?
It's in German.
Yeah, we got translation naps.
I can send you the
I
digital
could just
file,
call
then
you
you.
and be like, what did you say here?
No, we can. I can send you the digital file, then you can translate it
Yeah,
with
that'd be
ChatGPT.
sweet. You sound like you have recipes all for everything.
Yeah, and really homemade recipes, you know what I mean?
That's what we love. Yeah,
There are.
why?
Do you love waffles?
Like, yeah.
Because there is one chapter with only waffle recipes, because I created a lot of waffle recipes, but not the sweet waffles. I created the spicy
Bakery?
waffles. Yeah,
Spicy
a
waffles?
tomato mozzarella waffle. I
What?
created a bacon onion waffles. I created a sauerkraut waffle. I created, yeah.
Whoa. A sauerkraut waffle? Did that taste
I
okay?
also created, but it's not in the cookbook, a mac and cheese waffle.
What?
Yeah, it's with noodles and mac and cheese, and then the topping is a bolognese sauce.
Get out of here.
You
Yeah,
want to
okay.
move in?
I'm gonna next year. It's
You want to
settled.
move
I
in?
have to. I have to.
You are invited. You can over
I'm
come
coming.
over, but not only for 2 days, because then you cannot try all of that.
No, I'm booking like 2 weeks today. I'm going through your entire recipe.
I will cook for you, no problem.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying to everyone, if you ever want to join me for dinner, you are welcome.
Well, yeah, me. I'll get Kirby to come join me. We'll go visit you next year, and then we'll film all our sick movies after you win the lottery.
Yeah, but that's actually the point. I have to win the lottery. No, but you can come over without doing a vertical for vacation.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
As I said, you're always welcome, and I will cook for you, no problem. But till then, I can send you over a care package with chutneys and stuff like that.
That would be so
Then you
cool.
can try if you really like it.
Do a whole review video for you. We'll do a whole kitchen review for
No, because you said you like bowls. You can eat my chutney to the bowls. I always put chutneys into my bowls. Also.
Well, yeah, I haven't had chutney in years. Like my baba, my Ukrainian grandma,
Yeah.
she made awesome chutneys.
And you can sometimes, do you like chicken?
Love it. Any meat?
I created a mango chutney that fits so well for chicken.
Get out of
And I
here.
created a pumpkin. It's kind of pumpkin onion chutney that tastes so great, like ketchup to fries.
Oh,
That's really
wow. That
yeah.
sounds
It's
good.
a pumpkin rosemary chutney.
Damn.
Yeah, that's stuff I'm doing. Four
No big
questions
deal.
left.
No big deal. Just making chutneys and bolognese sauce, and I'm pretty sweet. Yeah.
If when we are done with the recording, I'll show you some pictures, okay?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Do you have a comfort movie, a movie you watched, rewatched, I don't know, 100 times because you really like it?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but supposedly when I was a young little man, I would watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the
Oh
original.
yeah.
I would watch, apparently I
Why
watched
doesn't that surprise me?
that. So my grandma told me that she babysat me for like a month while my parents were traveling. And I watched it 5 times a day for the month.
On
Yeah.
repeat.
On repeat. Yeah, I just sat in front of the TV just singing along with the Oompa Loompas.
Should I tell you a secret? When you
Oh.
come over, we will go to Switzerland, not far from here. There is a big chocolate museum from Lindt chocolate
Yeah, because
with a
Lindt and
big chocolate fontaine in the room.
oh, I'm a
Really?
sucker. I'm such a sucker for chocolate. I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah. As you see, I have some ideas for.
Yeah, this is happening. This has to happen.
Yeah, because that Lindt Museum in Switzerland, it's with a big chocolate fontaine directly in this museum. It's like a big chocolate fondue where you can really.
I didn't know Lindt was Swiss. I know Toblerone was there. I didn't know Lindt was Swiss, though. That's
Lindt is
cool.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Lindt is
Lindor? Is
Swiss.
Lindor Swiss too?
Yes.
Oh God, the little balls, the little chocolate balls.
Yes.
Oh, I love those. I love
We have
those.
here, not far away, an outlet for Lindor.
Get out of here. They have outlet stores. That's so
Yeah,
cool.
and that's the hell. For me, it's the hell going there. I can tell you. Let's say we will do a food trip in this. Let's
Yeah, let's
say
do that. We'll do
minimum
a
a week. You
German.
have to come over a week because
That'd
I
be.
want to show you really nice places here.
Yeah, let's do it. And then we'll do like a whole food tour and we can do a tour of your recipes. That'd be so
Yeah,
cool.
because a good friend of mine living here in this town, he's breeding Galloway.
What is that?
You don't know what a Galloways are?
No.
It's got Scotland cows. And he's breeding. Yeah, it's meat.
Oh.
It's a
Oh.
cow. It's a
Wait, is it like the
cow.
Highland cows?
Yeah.
Oh, those things are so cool. I didn't know you could eat them. I thought they were just for decoration.
No. Okay, they seem so fluffy, but you can eat them. And he's
Ooh.
breeding them.
That's cool.
Very super organic, no
Yeah.
industrial food, and he has a
No.
restaurant 2 streets here over. And there you
Oh,
can get
I might
really
go to
great gal.
Germany.
I hope you're not vegetarian. Then you're a
No,
bit
I'm
wrong
an
here.
absolute carnivore. I hate vegetables.
Okay. But he has an old restaurant 2 streets away from here, and he gets so great Galloway steak. Oh, holy moly.
That sounds so good.
We are doing a food trip.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay. I'm checking flights every day until I can get over there.
Yeah, and you have to set a price alarm, and when you hit the price alarm, you have to book. No
Then
matter
you book.
when it take place, you have to come over.
Done.
You know, I'm working part time. That's not a problem. If I'm knowing it in advance, it's fine. I can make time for you.
Perfect.
So we have to make plans for that. Really? Yeah,
Done.
I think.
Yeah. Done, done.
And then we can go also to the chocolate museum.
Have
Then
to.
you feel like the big one in the chocolate fabric.
I can feel like Willy Wonka. Yeah.
And we will be like little kids. Oh.
That?
And you know what the good thing is? As an adult, you can buy everything you want.
Oh, I know, it's dangerous.
There are no parents that you cannot eat as much chocolate as you want to. Why not?
No, I will occasionally eat a box of Oreos for breakfast. That's how I appreciate my adulthood.
That's good. You can be wild, furious, and free. So
That's
we will do that. Okay, that's a comfort movie. Do you have kind of special music you like, or which puts you in a good mood?
Okay, right now I'm telling you, Uncle Strut. They're like indie rock, and it's not my kind of music at all, but for some reason, and it's not just because my buddy's in the band, but their music is so good. If you like summertime rock road trip music, they're so good. They're my favorite right now. My all time is gonna be it'd be a toss up between Eminem and Mac Miller. I think they're just brilliant.
Okay.
But I
What's
grew up
Uncle
with my
Strut? I
mom's
have to
music.
look that up. I
I'll
don't
send you
know
some
that.
songs. They're
Yes,
brilliant.
please. Yes,
But I
please.
grew up with disco. So I grew up with like Donna Summers and the Bee Gees and Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That's my mom's music and like a lot of
No, I
70s
love
stuff.
sometimes listening to ABBA.
Love ABBA. Yeah, give me a man, baby. Come
You
on.
know, everyone is saying, ABBA, but everyone knows exactly the text of the songs and can sing it along.
Is it? Yeah.
Play an ABBA song and everyone gets, yeah, ABBA.
Girl, watch
You
the
are
queen, sing the
sweet
dancing
dancing
queen.
queen of.
Yep. Bangers. Just
I
certified
love
bangers.
that. Or Mamma Mia. Oh, holy moly.
Oh. Do, 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 do. Yep.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
I see. We are in.
Hell
You
yeah.
know, I love doing carpool karaoke.
Oh, there's nothing more fun.
Okay, so that is set. We are driving with my car and then we are doing carpool
And eating delicious food. Like this is this. Did I die and go to heaven?
Food, great food, funny music, great memories. That's the
This sounds like
best.
the perfect. This sounds like the perfect vacation.
Yeah, it depends on you when you will take it.
Well, I'm gonna try to time it with these cookies.
Every time.
I'll come
Feel
help.
free.
I'll be your baking assistant when you make the cookies.
That's sad, but then you have to stay over the whole November.
Oh no.
I'm
That
just
sounds
saying.
awful.
Oh, the whole November? Oh.
Oh no. I have to avoid family stuff around the holidays. Oh no.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, that's fine. Last two questions. First one, when someone is asking you which one of your verticals should definitely have been watched, what would you say?
It would be a toss-up between three that aren't out yet. There's one, the one where I'm lead, because I think we've killed the comedy on that. I
Okay.
think it's CEO's Baby Gambit, something like that.
Do you know which platform that will drop?
That's a good question. That was a newer production company that I worked with on that one, so I'm not 100% sure, but it's UK based, so maybe
Okay.
something with them. And then I worked with one of my favorite directors, Sebastian Ortiz. He was brilliant. He really let us build these scenes up, and we did this project. It was called Mountain Rescue. I don't know if that's going to be the title when it releases, but that was with Caitlin Peluso and Tyler. I can never remember his last name. They were
Shera?
brilliant.
Was it Tyler Shera?
H, I think is Harrow. Anyway, the and then Sophie Sadlick was the other villain. And so her and I got some really good chemistry, and we just made some really cool shots, and we told a great story on that one. But I just wrapped at the end of December. I'm totally falling in love with you, something along the lines with that, with Emma Prescott, and oh my God, he's gonna kill me for forgetting his name right now. What is too many names to think about? It's bo bo bo. Why can I not remember your name, my friend? Who are they? Joshua Duncan. Oh my God. And the three of us had some really great chemistry. Again, made some really fun scenes. I think that one will be Drama Box, but I'm not
Okay.
100% sure. But
Let's
any of
see.
those three. So once they come out, I'll send you everything I can. But yeah,
You
those
bomb
were the
me, you
ones
want to
that.
see.
Yeah, well, I want your honest opinion. That's why I'm going to send you all this stuff. I need that
But then you
strength.
have to live with that.
I as long
Okay.
as if you enjoy it, I'm happy. And if you didn't, then I want to know how I can
If
improve.
I will turn it off, I tell you right away.
Please, and you tell me why, so I know
Yes.
that you can fix that mistake in the future.
I will tell you right away why.
Hell yeah.
We will do that. Okay, last question. Which genre you want to see more or new in vertical stuff?
I need a buddy cop comedy. I need to work with someone then be a funny de like have you seen the movie the New Guys, the
No.
with Ryan Gosling and oh Jesus, I can't remember the other guy's name. Another big actor. Oh,
I could
no.
imagine you great in a parody.
100%. I would love to do a satire. I've been trying to write a vertical about the absurdity of filming a vertical.
Yeah, that would be so nice. That would
I
be
think it'd be
so
great. Like a
nice.
mockumentary, I think would be so funny to lend itself to this
Yeah.
medium. So yeah, mockumentary and more comedies. That's what I would say.
That's great. I would love to see more comedies. I'm hoping for that
Yeah.
badly to see.
We need some lightheartedness. You know, there's a lot of slaps and
Yeah,
a lot of
life is
punishment.
hard enough. We need
Yeah.
something to laugh.
Yeah, let's have some laughs, right?
Yeah, true. Totally true. So, thank you very much, Marcus, for your time talking to
Thank
me.
you. I appreciate you. You
I
this was
hope
the
we
quickest.
see each other, not
Well, we
directly,
will.
but in vertical stuff.
Yeah, we'll see each other in both. We'll see each other in the world and in the.
Hopefully. I'm sure we would have a lot of fun.
Too much. It'll be criminal how much fun we're gonna have.
We both love journaling. Imagine we are doing a vlog about our.
Well, speaking of which, you're gonna have to before we log off, I gotta get you to say hi to the vlog. Yep.
I'm a very nice one. I'm really lovey. I'm a good person.
Truly,
I didn't do
you have
anything
one of
bad.
the coolest stories I have ever heard. So I appreciate you sharing.
I'm an open book. So thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Yes, we will.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Yes, you as well. Thank
Bye.
you so much. This was great.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.